Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Entrepreneurship is often portrayed as the domain of the young. We hear countless stories of founders in their 20s and 30s raising millions of dollars, which creates the impression that the best time to start a business is at the beginning of your career. But the statistics show otherwise. A now commonly referenced 2018 study found that the average age among entrepreneurs in the U.S. was 42, with the average being a little higher at 45 if we're just looking at the fastest growing startups. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the pandemic saw entrepreneurship boom, and more women in midlife are part of this cohort. Another survey found that Gen X, those between the ages of 44 and 59, make up 69% of women business owners in 2023. Fast Company reached out to a number of women who made the decision to start a business in midlife or older. While some of these women have been lifelong entrepreneurs, others did so after a long and successful corporate career. They shared their thoughts on what drove them to take this step, the unique perspectives that women in midlife can bring, and why starting a business at this stage is not as risky as it seems. Judy Schoenberg and Linda Lautenberg started Evolve.me, a career consultancy that works with midlife women seeking career pivots and reinvention, when Schoenberg was in her 40s and Lautenberg was in her 50s. And they're seeing more and more of their midlife clients and peers embark on the entrepreneurial journey because that's when they find themselves with more free time. Part of the misconception that younger entrepreneurs are more likely to succeed is based on the idea that they are more willing to take risks and in many cases have fewer responsibilities. And while both of these things are true, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're more likely to be successful. Older entrepreneurs bring a lot of experience and perspective that those in their 20s and 30s just don't tend to have yet. And as for the risk factor, midlife tends to be when you have the financial wherewithal to be able to step out and take more risk, says Lautenberg. Erin Halper, who founded a membership community for independent consultants called The Upside, said that women in midlife have access to networks, relationships, and resources that one can only build through years of working. As someone who started a business in her 20s and her 40s, Halper says that while younger entrepreneurs might work longer hours like she did, those who start a business in midlife are quicker at making the right decisions rather than digging their heels. Having an extensive professional network can also be helpful at the beginning of an entrepreneurial journey, says Schoenberg, because those relationships often turn to clients and customers. For Raksha Shah, who started a nutrition practice at 65 after a long successful career in pharmaceuticals and biotech, entrepreneurship was an alternative path to the high pressure and fluctuations that come with working in corporate at a high level. She's seeing many of her peers and colleagues do the same thing, saying they're burnt out with their journey in corporate America. They don't think they're valued. Halper sees a similar sentiment within her members, many of whom are high-achieving women in midlife. They are so tired of ageism in their industry, and there's probably no industry where it doesn't exist, she says. A lot of our members in their 50s said they felt pushed out. Starting a consulting business allows many of these women to use their age as a competitive advantage, Halper says, because clients value the years and years of expertise that go into making other companies make really big changes and have a really big impact. Schoenberg also believes that part of the reason why midlife is a great time to start a business is that they are more resilient to setbacks and failures because they've often lived through them and come out the other side. Edith Cooper, who co-founded life and career coaching platform Medley with her daughter, Jordan Taylor, says that her 30-year career on Wall Street helped give her the sense of perspective that helps her manage the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. She says, "I've built up a comfort with discomfort." Ultimately, many women who choose to start a business in midlife do so as a way to work and to find success on their own terms. Halper says that for some, it's about hitting certain numbers and metrics, but for others, it might be about earning $400,000 a year while working just 20 hours a week. Susan Berman, the founder of a consultancy that helps small to medium businesses with brand strategy and growth, said that being an entrepreneur in midlife allows for more flexibility, and that for those burned out working corporate jobs or for somebody else, it can be satisfying to work towards something for themselves. The experience of having worked for a while and knowing what you want, I think it gives people a little bit more perspective, she says.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.